on your feeling about your own work, you think that a personal statement is more important, so that that would convey something more original rather than repeating anything or following a trend or a theme that seems to be currently popular.
Yes, I think so. I think that's the most important thing of all, and it seems to me that these are the things that have made painting and sculpture the success that they've been in many areas, like the abstract expressionists. You know, they were able to say something in a different way than has been said previously, and because of that, I think it was able to do something with painting and sculpture that had never been done before, and in an exciting way. So I feel that's really the most important thing of all, because I think that anyone or most people can learn techniques and methods of working and the use of color and whatnot, but it's the basic thought behind it is far more important.
A good idea is better put forth crudely than a not so good idea put forth.
Exactly, because that can be refined as you go along.
A lot of great progress was made in refining, I think.
That's right. It would be very difficult to do a good painting without something that's good basically. You may have a great method of working on one thing or another, but it still doesn't help the basic philosophy.
Maybe I'd like to go over a few things about being in Bucks County, living in Bucks County.
I'd be glad to. Well, I've been here for 30 years now, and I really enjoyed it from the beginning. It's an exciting place for me. It's a very stimulating place. There are many people that I relate to, insofar as my own philosophy on my work and my life as well. I think that when you're in a creative field and dealing with an intangible subject, these are very important.
People that you can
associate with. That's right. None of us work the same, but very often we can inspire one another. Very often a quick look at someone's painting, or my painting, can point out something that you yourself don't see, or you may be too close to it. Very often you're off on a wrong track and you really don't know why. But someone, a knowledgeable person that is, can usually find it very quickly. That's very important. But I think it's more the atmosphere in itself. It's an intellectual atmosphere that we live in. There are, you know, some of our internationally known writers. It'd be impossible to say how many there are, but there are certainly many of them.
So far with this project, they have gotten quite a bit of response, I think, but still probably only grazing the surface of, you know, actually really what
many there are. I've been here for, you know, as I said, 30 years, and I constantly meet new people that either have come here recently, or many that have been here before. They simply don't like to be public figures for one reason or another. But the minute you become a public figure, your privacy is going to be...
At the same time, you need to get yourself the security or the affluence to pursue or to move to where you want to. You have to go back to some sort of population to get...
You're right.
Response. You need some sort of touch with them.
That's right. But there again, it has to be a...
It has to be through the art.
And that's right. First and foremost is your work.
Do you think that maybe is what sets apart the attitude of the Bucks County artist, if it is set apart at all from any other type of artist?
Yes, I think that would be.
Could be a philosophy thought of as a Bucks County artist. Do you think that?
I think that's true. Well, for instance, take a place like New York, where you really have some of the best work in the world. Unless you're in a position to compete with that, then you're going to be lost. And you should recognize that before you attempt to compete in a city like New York. Living here in the county, you can do whatever work you want, and if you feel that it's up to it, you can bring it into New York and show it and have shows and whatever. And of course, that in itself would be enough to get you on the way.
You deal with galleries who deal with you maybe exclusively, or you exclusively deal with them, or you have several different ones who you maybe show and they take what you think will go.
Yeah, I'm not exclusive with any one gallery at the moment. I perhaps will in the future, but not at this time.
Do you stay with the same few, or do you constantly...
No, it's been with the same ones for some time now.
Was that an earlier contact from when you had been in New York before? Or
well, within the last 7 or 8 years, I would say. No, the people that I'm dealing with have been good to work with, and they've done a lot of good for me. And it has to work that way.
How do you feel about the market as in terms of what do you think the buying public's taste is, or if you think that there is any way that you could put any kind of a... I don't mean to standardize, but do you think the public in general has good taste with what they buy, or do you think that the whoever is operating the gallery or whatever could be more influential there than possibly what?
Well, the general public does not have the good taste. Now, the question is, what is good taste? You know, this will always be a question. But the general art public is not sophisticated enough because they don't see enough good art. You know, many people haven't been to a museum or a gallery in years, if they've ever been at all. Now, how can one have... a sophisticated taste if they've never been exposed to it? One doesn't acquire this from the thin air, just with like any other knowledge of any type. You don't become a good photographer by sitting and looking at things. You just have to go out and learn about it, or anything else really. And in the arts, it's even more difficult because it's an intangible thing. So it's
an intangible question.
That's right. So you're basically the general public does not have the taste for good art.
Do you think that, even though it's something that, you know, we haven't really put our finger on, do you think that could possibly be a detriment to someone, say, who is really good, but, you know, they...
Well, it would be a detriment temporarily, perhaps, but with good work, whether it's art, photography, you name it, it will come through. It may take a little longer. It depends on how, let us say, far out it is in an abstract way or completely different from the usual. The more abstract it is, the more difficult it will be, and the longer it will take for it to be accepted. But there are always people that recognize these things. It's just that people's minds have to become attuned to looking at different things or listening to different sounds before they will begin to accept it. And I think that's very true with, you know, with art or with anything else, really. Fine.
All right, I'll get out and just tell you where to go.
You mean in front of these or?
Well, I'm, you know, walking around. If you just sit there, it will be fine.
Like on the chair. That I don't sell much in the county. And that is not very good. But it's not an intentional thing. I don't, you know, go out of my way not to. It's simply that most of my work is accounted for. And for instance, I worked 2 years on two large commissions, steel sculpture commissions. And of course, being commissions, they were, as soon as they were completed, they were just shipped out and, you know, they'll never be back again. So the Bucks County public will never see them.
Where do you exhibit in Bucks County?
Oh, I've exhibited over in the Princeton area several times, and I've had quite a few shows around. I guess quite a number of places, actually. We haven't concentrated on shows in the county.
Add something about being able to concentrate your privacy that you need, but you also have associations that further your interests in it.
Well, I think it's important to have the privacy for concentration. But at the same time, you do have to have your work shown somewhere at some time. I think it's a question of hitting a happy medium where, you know, you're not distracted so much that you can't concentrate, and at the same time being able to show. And that's one of the reasons why I prefer working through a gallery, because they can handle the showing and the publicity and whatever is necessary, and it allows me to continue working. And it's preferable, as far as I'm concerned, to do it that way. Month or so, because these are very positive statements in their approach and their method of working and materials used and whatnot. And if you don't relate to them, you just won't like it. And with this seascape, if you relate to the water, sand and shells and whatnot, it would appeal to you. Otherwise, it wouldn't. And now with sculpture, for instance, with that steel sculpture, that is not one that you would say is appealing to most people. It's very abstract. It doesn't have the feeling that many people look for in sculpture. But to me, it's what I saw at the time and how I felt about it, and I just went ahead and worked on it. Sometimes, you know, some of these things shouldn't be on on tape, you know, when you talk, because
it's important.
That's right. One of the reasons that Bucks County has never supported artists is because we don't have a focal point that would draw knowledgeable art buyers. If a person is putting together a collection of, let us say, abstract art, he's naturally going to go to an area where the abstract artists work and show their things. He's not going to go into an area where they do that.
So in other words, it's conceivable that some guy down the road could go to New York, buy one of your paintings, and bring it back here and still not know you're down the road.
Exactly.
Did it right down the road.
It's quite possible. And I know that's the fact. I have a friend who's an artist, a sculptor. He's a great printmaker. And he never shows even in Bucks County. And yet he's a very successful artist in New York. He works part-time in Italy on his sculpture, and he does his printmaking here in the county, and yet all his work is sold out of New York. And people know his work, and they go to his gallery that's in the city. You know, that's not necessary to work that way, but unfortunately, that's how it's been. And I know, a half a dozen artists that are in the same category. I don't know what's going to be done about that, if anything.
Yeah, it's it doesn't seem to be, by the very nature of the question, it doesn't seem to be answerable. By the nature of the county, so forth. As a younger artist, or in attempting to be an artist, it is confusing that way. I mean, it's at the same time, it's worthwhile. I don't appreciate things that come for nothing or that come freely. Part of becoming an artist is sort of making the pilgrimage, if you will, you know, to the museums and wherever, you know. I accept, you know, not being centrally located in terms of being able to run right down to the museum. So, you know, and I enjoy actually, you know, traveling to museums and so forth. But at the same time, there's nothing really on the home front that relates to that. It seems to be two separate worlds. So you go see, come back and reflect.
You're right.
Rather than it being instantaneous process. I guess that's what schools, in the city, I guess that's one of the big advantages.
I've always recommend it, and I still do very strongly, for a young person, they should live and work in a city like New York at least for a number of years. I think it's so important to be among all that on a daily basis, not just weekends or just during the summer or whatever. It's something in the atmosphere, the art atmosphere, that you cannot get anywhere else. Once you've acquired a reputation, you know, you can live not just a reputation from a sales point of view, but a reputation from other professionals in your field that know when you're doing good work. But once you've acquired that reputation, then, of course, it's the material really where you live, because from then on, you're thinking in your own way, and it's unimportant, really. As a matter of fact, it might be an advantage to be away from them so that you don't become influenced too much. But for younger people, it's very important. There's no way of getting out of that. You just can't go hide someplace.
Had he taken art in high school?
Have I?
Had he, at Council Ross?
Not seriously.
I probably had the same art teacher, Mrs. Westbury. I don't know if you remember her.
No, I don't.
And there was a guy, I think might have been the same age as Al, Alan McKee. Very
I know the name.
He was just chosen Illustrator of the Year by Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Newtown. I think he might have been the same class as Al. Same name.
That's good. Well, I think illustration is an excellent way to get started.
That's what I'm into right now.
But the only way you're going to be a good illustrator is get into a studio that does illustration. You know, you start off as a sketch man, and you keep working yourself up.
I've seen a couple of agents so far.
You know, one of the... Well, yeah, you know, there are so many things that you would get from working in a studio. For instance, being able to work under pressure is very important, because you don't have time to fool around and hem and haw and not think directly. And to do good work, you must learn to think positively. The more you hesitate, the more it's going to show in your work. In other words, you have to work with confidence, whatever you do.
An individual process, but you need stimulation of all the other things going on around you.
That's right. That's exactly what you need. And you will get that if you work at
the studio.
That's right. And the criticism.
At least it gets you used to a pitch or to a level of energy.
That's right. And also, and another very important thing, is when your work is turned down, and it will be turned down, there it's being turned down on a professional level. This is not a school project that can be forgotten after it's turned down. When it's turned down there, it's a serious thing. Either it has to be done over again by you or someone else, and you don't want that to happen too often, but it will happen. There's no getting around that. But these are the things you learn.
Even if it's a minor change, it's
still something that has to be considered. Also, you learn to think in the direction of your problem. You have a goal when you want to do an illustration. You want to show something in some matter, either a mood or with a direct approach or whatever you decide on, and you have to come through with it at one point or other in some manner. So these are some of the things that you'll learn, and learn fast.
Yeah, I know, the things that you learn that are the best, though, I think are the things that you learn fast, and you learn by seeing a thing done or having a thing happen, not necessarily the way someone's told you. Mm-hmm. When you're looking out for what mistake you can make, you're conditioning yourself against it and not really seeing how practically you can keep that from happening.
Right. Well, yeah.